وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله. Tonight we have the class from the book كفاية المتعبد وتحفة المتزهد للحافظ المنذري رحمه الله. We were in the bab, in the chapter of Salat al-Duha, and the Sheikh mentioned several hadith about the importance of the Salat al-Duha, the morning prayer, and the time that Salah should be performed, and how many rak'ah, and that it is either 2 rak'ah or 4 rak'ah or more. And Prophet ﷺ, he prayed one time 8 rak'ah. Also, that upon the joint and the bones of every human, a charity every morning, every day, and 2 rak'ah from the Salat al-Duha suffices it. 2 rak'ah, you perform waqt al-Duha, the morning, suffices all those charities upon your joints, upon your body parts. Also, Prophet ﷺ named that prayer, Salat Duha, Salatul Awwabin, the prayer of those who return to Allah so much, those who remember Allah much, Salatul Awwabin. Also, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ mentioned that whoever observes 4 rak'ah, this is about the Sunan Rawatib. This is another chapter, Bab ma jaa fi salati qabla dhuhri wa ba'daha, about the sunnah prayer before dhuhr and after dhuhr. After dhuhr, before dhuhr prayer means after the adhan of dhuhr. If you hear the sunnah before dhuhr, or sunnah before fajr, or sunnah before asr, before maghrib, before isha, remember that's always between the adhan and the iqama. Between the adhan and the iqama. So praying salah before sunset is not for maghrib prayer. It's not before maghrib prayer, because before sunset is asr time. So the sun has to set and the maghrib time has to start in order that prayer to follow maghrib prayer. And there is authentic hadith بين كل آذانين صلاة. Between every 2 adhan, there is salah, Prophet ﷺ said. Every 2 adhan means the adhan and the iqama. Because the iqama is also called adhan. So in this hadith, Prophet ﷺ said, من حافظ على 4 rak'at قبل ظهر وأربع بعدها حرمه الله على النار. Whoever observed 5 prayer. Four rak'at before dhuhr and afar, and 4 after dhuhr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid the fire. Meaning that person doesn't enter fire. Also, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ mentioned that whoever prays 12 rak'ah day and night other than the mandatory prayer, that the house is built for him in Jannah. Then we were in the bab of ma jaa fi salati al-layl, or we are starting today bab jamu ma jaa fi salati al-layl, jamu ma jaa fi salati al-layl. So this chapter is about the night prayer, about the night prayer. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى حديث 24 روى ابو هريره رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الصيام بعد شهر رمضان شهر الله المحرم وأفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل. رواه مسلم. انفرد به مسلم. Reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أفضل الصيام, the best of fasting, بعد شهر رمضان, after the month of Ramadan, is شهر الله المحرم, is the month of Allah of Muharram. شهر محرم, شهر الله المحرم. Muharram is the first month of the Islamic month, is calendar. Muharram is the first month. Muharram, Safar, Rabi'ul Awal, Rabi'ul Akhir, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, 12 months. Or you can say, Masrar, Jajju, Rash, Rash, Dhadhu. If you take the first letter from every month, Masrar, Masrar, Al-Mimu, Was-Sadu, Wal-Ra'u, Wal-Ra'. Masrar, Muharram, Safar, Rar, Rabi'u al-Awwal, Rabi'u al-Akhir, or Rabi'u al-Thani, Rabi'u al-Akhir. مصرر ججو لا مصرر نعم جماد الأولى جماد الآخر رش 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 رجب شعبان رمضان شوال ذذو ذو القعدة ذو الحجة 12 months. So محرم is the first month. What month are we in now? What month are we in? How many months left from Muharram? Or we already passed? Yeah, now we are in Rabi' al-Akhir. Today is the last or the started. Yeah, tomorrow is Jumad al-Ula. Or today it was already. Oh, today was Jumad al-Ula. So last night, yesterday was Rabi' al-Akhir. Muharram, Safar, Rabi' al-Awwal, Rabi' al-Akhir. And now we are in Jumad al-Ula. So that month is the month, it's famous with the day of Ashura. Muharram, the 10th of that month, is the day of Ashura. The day of Ashura. The day of Ashura. By the way, someone asked a question. Someone read the history that Prophet before the prophethood, he was not worshipping idols. He was upon the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. He was upon the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. Someone asked how? Where is the Prophet Ibrahim religion? Where? Prophet Ibrahim religion? At the time of Prophet Salam. Yes. Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, salatu ala Nabina Muhammad, أفضل الصلاة والتسليم. It is who rebuilt the Kaaba. He and his son Ismail. نعم. Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail are those who rebuilt the Kaaba. They raised the foundation of the Kaaba. وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت. So Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail spread the Tawheed. And Ismail resided there. So they spread the Tawheed, the deen of Allah, the religion of Al-Islam. The people of knowledge said that continue all the way about 2,000 years. Then before the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad, about 500 or close to that, they changed. A man called Amr bin Luhay, he went to the Sham and he saw people worshiping idols. So he brought those idols with him to Mecca. There people started deviating. Additions to the religion in terms of Tawheed and in terms of the Sunnah. They come up with innovations, shirk. But still there were some individuals, some people who were upon Tawheed. They didn't change anything from the religion of Prophet Ibrahim, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And some others, they had some of the religion of Prophet Ibrahim and they had some of the shirk and innovations. So they were adhering and affiliating themselves to the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. They used to make hajj. They used to make Umrah. Even day of Ashura, Quraysh used to fast. Day of Ashura, they used to fast. They used to make Hajj. They used to make Umrah. They used to pray. They used to do all. They used to make I'tikaf. They used to honor the Kaaba. Yes. So they used to do this. So the Prophet ﷺ, he was upon the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. Not only him, alayhi salam, but also some other people, including the father of Sa'id bin Zayd bin Nufail bin al-Khattab. Sa'id bin Zayd, he's who? He's one of the 10 companions who had the good news to enter Jannah. Asharatul Mubasharuna bil Jannah. Sa'id bin Zayd bin Nufail bin al-Khattab. His father Zayd used to be upon Tawheed. He said he used to lean into the Kaaba and used to say to Quraysh, worship an idols, Quraysh ittaqullah. This is not the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. They used to make fun of him. Al-Muhim. So Prophet ﷺ was the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. If you remember Sahih al-Bukhari, to know that the Jahiliyyah people, they were upon religion. Yes, they had innovations, they had shirk, but generally, they were adhering themselves to the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. Therefore, they say Prophet Ibrahim was among them. Allah refused them. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. The Jewish, they claim Prophet Ibrahim is from them. Christian, they claim Prophet Ibrahim is from them. Either worship mushrikun, pagans, used to claim Prophet Ibrahim is from them. All of them, until now. Those people, they believe they are on the way of Prophet Ibrahim. And the deviated group is like Ikhwan Muslimin. Some group of them, they call Abrahamic faith. Al-Adiyanu Samawiyya. They say all this religion from the heaven, from Allah. So it doesn't matter, you're Muslim, you're Christian, you're Jewish. Which is wrong. They are not upon the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. Prophet Ibrahim was upon Tawheed. So Quraysh were upon that, but some of them, they changed. Ala kulli hal. So Umar radiallahu anhu, Jahiliyyah, in Sahih al-Bukhari, he said to the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulallah, inni nadartu fil jahiliyyah, ana a'takifa laylatan fil masjid al-haram. Faqala alayhi salatu wa sa'ufi bin nadrik. He said, oh, the messenger of Allah, Umar is saying that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, Jahiliyyah time, he said, he made a vow that he will remain in Masjid al-Haram whole night. He made that vow. Prophet ﷺ said, Ofi bin Adrik, fulfill your vow. Fulfill your vow. Umar is asking, what's the ruling? He did this vow to remain in the Masjid al-Haram whole night, one of the nights, in the Jahiliyyah time. Not in Islam. Umar was not Muslim. He was from the Mushrikun. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fulfill your vow. Fulfill your vow. Which means, Umar, he did that vow for Allah. He didn't do it for idols. Would he done for idols, Prophet wouldn't accept it to fulfill it. So at the time of Jahiliyyah, Umar was making i'tikaf. He was making a vow, nadr. He was honoring the Kaaba. All that he was doing, Jahiliyyah, this is Sahih al-Bukhari. So yes, Quraysh, they were upon the religion of Prophet Ibrahim, but with shirk and innovations. Just like many Muslims today. They are adhering themselves to the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They fast, they make hajj, they make umrah, but full of shirk and innovations. Full of shirk of innovations. Yes. Yes, that's why I believe I should be upon Tawheed, upon the Sunnah. Don't add anything to the religion of Allah. Don't be misguided by blind following or what majority are doing it. Don't get confused. The religion of Allah is clear. Is what Allah said with Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Allahu qala Rasuluhu qala as-sahaba wa ma siwa dhaka waswasu shaytan. Al-Muhim. So in this hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of fasting is after Ramadan, is the fasting of the month of Muharram, the month of Allah of Muharram. And the wa afdalu salah, and the best prayer, بعد الفريضة, after the mandatory prayer, Salatul Layl is night prayer. The best prayer after the mandatory prayers is night prayer. Not Salatul Duha, not Tur Raq'ah before Fajr, not before rak'ah, before dhuhr. Yes, all those special prayers. But generally, the night prayer is the best when it comes to the optional prayers. This hadith further be Muslim. Hadith number 25, وروى أبو هريرة يبلغ به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يعقد الشيطان على قافية رأس أحدكم 3 عقد إذا نام. بكل عقدة يضرب عليك ليل طويل. هنا يضرب. This نسخة كاب يضرب. صحيح يضرب. أي شيطان. يضرب عليك ليل طويل. بكل عقدة يضرب عليك ليل طويل. فإذا استيقظ فذكر الله تعالى إن حلت عقدة. وإذا توضأ إن حلت عنه عقدتان. فإذا صلى إن حلت العقدة إن حلت العقد فأصبح نشيطا طيب النفس وإلا أصبح خبيث النفس كسلان. متفق عليه. Reported by أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه يبلغ به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي مرفوعا يعني مثل أبو هريرة saying Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said قال Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said يعقد الشيطان على قافية رأس أحدكم 3 عقد إذا نام. The shaitan ties 3 knots at the back of one of you when he sleeps. يعقد الشيطان. Shaitan, what he does, he make عقد. عقدة. He make knots. Knots. At where? At the back of one of you when إذا نام, when he sleep. When we go sleep, shaitan has a work to do. He come to the back of one of us and he make 3 knots. What does he do in these 3 knots? بكل عقدة يضرب عليها أي يقرأ عليها. يقرأ عليك. In each knot he recites. He recites the following. What he recite? ليل طويل. You have long night. The shaitan he make knots. He make knots and he breathe in. He read something into that knot. Just like the same way the magicians they do. The magicians, na'udhu billahi min sharrihim, what they do? Those who worship the jinn, they walk with the jinn, what they do? They bring a piece of cloth, like they did to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they bring a robe, something, they make knots. In those knots, they recite something, the names of shaitan. Something pleasing to the shaitan. Then shaitan attacks the person. Because he was worshipped, he was honored by this human being. Because this human being who walked with shaitan mentioned the name of shaitan, praised the shaitan, said bad about Allah Azza wa Jal, bad about the prophets, make kufr. There the shaitan, he obey this human being who obey him in worshipping him. And by the permission of Allah, it may affect the person who the magic was made against by the permission of Allah. Bi-idhnillah. So what happened? The same thing shaitan here he does. When someone go to sleep, he make 3 knots at the back of his head. And he says, what he says in that knot, he say, Laylun tawil. You have long night. So now it's Fajr time. Now it's night prayer time. Shaitan has those 3 knots tied to your back. فَإِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ فَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى إِنْ حَلَّتْ عُقْدَةٌ. If the person wakes up and remembers Allah, إِنْ حَلَّتْ عُقْدَةٌ, a knot loosed. One of the knots is loosed. وَإِذَا تَوَضَّأَ إِنْ حَلَّتْ عَنْهُ عُقْدَةً. And if he make wudu, 2 knots loosed. He make wudu, 2 knots loose. فإذا صلى إن حلت العقد. If he prays, whether it's the tahajjud prayer or the sunnah, 2 sunnah prayer before Fajr or the 2 Fajr itself. Even though here the Sheikh he brought, this is the night prayer. The night prayer. But some ulama, they say either night prayer or he wakes up for the Fajr prayer or any other prayer. But the Shaykh, he brought this chapter for night prayer, not for the mandatory prayer. So Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِذَا صَلَّى, if somebody pray, what he did, the person woke up, he remembered Allah. one night is lost. He make wudu, second night is lost. And then what he did, he prayed. In حَلَّتِ الْعُقَدِ All the knots loosed. فَأَصْبَحَ نَشِيطًا He started his morning, he began his morning نَشِيطًا active, happy, طَيِّبَ النَّفْسِ Good mood. He's a refreshing mood. A good spirit. Yes, he's happy. He's good spirit. Strength. Activeness. وَإِلَّا otherwise, he doesn't remember Allah. He doesn't wake up. Doesn't remember Allah. Doesn't make wudu. Doesn't pray. He lay down. What happened? Asbaha, he began his morning khabith al-nafs with evil soul. Kaslan, lazy. Spiritually, he is his bad. Because he oversleep intentionally. This is not the one who oversleep. The one who sleep intentionally. Salah time came, he knows. Now Shaitan says, you have a long way. You have a long night. Still you have some time. That is coming from Shaitan. Muttafaqun alayh. The Shaitan, of course, is one of the creation of Allah that we don't see but sees us. Inna yarawnakum min haythu la tarawnum. Allah said that the Shaitan sees us from what we don't see. Just like the angels. The angels see us, we don't see. There are angels on our body, on our shoulders, around us. We don't see, they see us. Likewise, there are jinn. There are jinn, we don't see, they see us. For Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned this hadith, that is the action of the shaitan. Whenever someone goes to sleep, this is what he does. He tied the three knots at the back of the person, and he recite in those nuts, عَلَيْكَ لَيْلٌ طَوِيلٌ You have long night. So if the person wakes up, he remembers Allah, any remembrance of Allah. He remembers Allah. One uqad, one nuts is loosed. He make wudu, another one. He prays, all three nuts is loosed, and the person is now, he remain nashitan, active, طَيِّبَ النَّفْسِ with good soul, good mood, fresh mood. Good spirit. Otherwise, he began his morning with khabith al-nafs, with bad soul, bad mood, kaslan, lazy. Muttafaqun alayh. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى قوله يعقد الشيطان اختلف العلماء في تأويل هنا اختلفت هذه تاء خطأ أليس كذلك اختلفت العلماء هكذا أبا ياسر يصلح اختلفت العلماء نعم إيش عندكم هذا خطأ أليس كذلك بهذا خطأ أليس كذلك علماء اختلفت العلماء اختلف العلماء على كل حال the people of knowledge the sheikh said deliver في تأويله in the meaning of this hadith فقيل هو مثل واستعادة من عقد بني آدم قيل بل هو على ظاهره وأن الشيطان يفعل من ذلك نحو ما يفعله السواحر من عقدها ونفثها so some of the people of knowledge said this hadith they said the meaning is what they call ماذا some of they call على كل حال وقوله قافية أحدكم أي قفاه ومنه قافية الشعر هو آخر البيت حديث نمبر 26 وروى مسروق قال قلت لعائشة التابعي great تابعي مسروق said قلت لعائشة أي الأعمال أحب إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قالت الدائم قلت فأي الليل كان يقوم قالت إذا سمع الصارخ متفق عليه والصارخ الديك قاله أبو عبيد الحروي Reported by Masruq who said, I asked the Aisha radiallahu anha, which of the actions the Messenger of Allah used to love the most? What action the Messenger of Allah used to love the most? She said, Ad-daim, the continuous. The action which is done continuous. Not somebody doing righteous action some days, some months, then he quit all of it. Prophet used to love the action the righteous action which is done all the time. Another sound hadith, we took the other noble book, Jama' al-Akhbar, خير الأعمال ما دام وإن قل. This sound hadith, Bukhari and others, if I'm not mistaken. The best of the action is ma dama, is what's continuous, even if it's small. So 2-3 rak'ah night prayer whole year is better than 11 rak'ah some months and then quitting it, for instance. Or 1 rak'ah or 2 rak'ah, whatever Allah make easy for you. But you can continue, you can do it. You memorize one line in surah in Quran is better than memorizing 15 and then after 5 months leaving it. To memorize one line every day is better. Because when the action is continuous, that's what the Prophet loved the most, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the tabi'i said, I asked, فَأَيُّ اللَّيْلِ كَانَ يَقُومُ كَانَ يَقُومُ. What part of the night Prophet used to pray? What part of the night Prophet used to pray? She said, إِذَا سَمِعَ الصَّارِخَ, if he hears the rooster, which means sometime last part of the night, before Fajr. That's when the rooster makes sound, the chicken. طيب, hadith number 27, وروى عبد الله بن عمر قال, قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا عبد الله, لا تكن مثل فلان, كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل. كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل, متفق عليه. Reported by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Asr radiallahu anhuma, said, قال لي رسول الله, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, يا عبد الله, O the slave of Allah, O slave of Allah, لا تكن مثل فلان, don't be like such and so and so. Prophet named somebody. He said, don't be like that person. What happened? كان يقوم الليل, he used to pray night prayer, فترك قيام الليل, but now he left it. Don't be like him. You prayed night prayer, or Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, continue praying. So you don't be like so and so who used to pray but now quit it. Muttafaqun alayh. So this hadith shows that a person is blameworthy if he doesn't pray night prayer. Especially if he used to pray, that he left it. Naam, this hadith also is a proof the importance of night prayer. The importance of night prayer. Even though it's not a mandatory, but it's very important. Is it a mandatory on you tonight to get $10,000? It's not. But isn't it good to get it? It's good. Yes, it's good to get $10,000 tonight. It's good. But it's not mandatory on you. Some of the people, when they hear this is sunnah, they say, okay, as long as it's sunnah. Doesn't mean if it's sunnah you believe in it. Sunnah is khair, it's forgiveness, it's purification, it's a way to enter Jannah, it's a way to be safe from fire. So it's not something to believe in it. Naam. So Prophet said to the Sahabi, Oh Abdullah, la takun mithla fulan, don't be like so and so. This is where it's allowed to backbite someone. Prophet, he named an individual. And he said about something that person dislike. But now, Prophet, he mentioned here, he's teaching us here that this kind of saying negative about someone absent is permissible. Why? To warn against the like of his action. Yes, one of the youth, you see misguiding the youth, teaching them drugs, taking them to the bad places. You say to your son, you say to a Muslim, don't be like that person. Don't be. This is not backbiting, which is not allowed. This is backbiting, which is allowed. It's allowed. It's a religion. You see someone is too, it's innovation, is misguiding people. You say, Akhi, be careful. Hada tablighi, hada sufi, hada hizbi. Hada, he misguided people. He caused people to deviate. Yes, he used weak hadith. He warned against seeking knowledge. He say ill about the people of knowledge. One again is this individual. If you say this and that's true, this is a religion. This is a religion. لا تكون مثل فلان. كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل. متفق عليه. وروت عائشة حديث number 28. وروت عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزيد في شهر رمضان ولا في غيره على 11 ركعة. يصلي أربعا فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن ثم يصلي أربعا فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن ثم يصلي ثلاثا. فقالت عائشة فقلت يا رسول الله أتنام قبل أن توتر؟ قال يا عائشة إن عيني تنامان ولا ينام قلبي. متفق عليه. Reported by Aisha, Umm al-Mu'minin radiyallahu anha, who said, ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزيد. Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was not used to increase, means night prayer, في شهر رمضان, in the month of Ramadan, ولا في غيره or other than Ramadan, على 11 ركعة, on 11 ركعات. Prophet in Ramadan, outside Ramadan, whole year, he never used to pray, Aisha says, more than 11 ركعة for the night prayer. Okay. يصلي أربعا, he pray for ركعة. فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطول. Don't ask about its perfection and its length. Four long, beautiful ركعة. Which means two ركعة he pray, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then two ركعة he pray. Then he take time. He take little time. ثم then he يصلي أربعا, he pray four ركعة. So it's like he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, taking a little break between the eight ركعة. Then he pray for rak'ah. Don't ask about its goodness and its length. Very good, beautiful salah, sujood, ruku', recitation, and also long. Thumma yusalli thalath, and then he pray three rak'ah. How many rak'ah is that? 11. This is one of the situations of the Prophet. Otherwise, it's authentic. He prays in different way. So this is two rak'ah. Two rak'ah, four close to, then break, two rak'ah, then break, three rak'ah together. This is one way. Sheikh Al-Albani in his book, Salat Tarawih, he mentioned different way Prophet used to perform night prayer. This is one way. فقالت عائشة, Aisha said, قلت فقلت, I said, يا رسول الله, oh, the Messenger of Allah, أتنام قبل أن توتر, do you sleep before you pray the witr, the ad number? قال, he said, يا عائشة, يا عائشة, أو عائشة, here we say يا رسول الله, رسول اسم منادى, we say رسول, يا عائشة, عائشة اسم منادى, we say يا عائشة, so يا رسول يا عائشة, why not either يا رسول يا عائشة or يا رسول يا عائشة, even though both have the same rule, اسم منادى. Or you think we just we do what we like, or there is a rule to follow. There's a rule to follow. This is mudaf. Ya Rasul Allah is mudaf, and this is mufrad. Mufrad alam mabni ala dham fi mahal nas munada, and that's mudaf mudaf mansub bil fatha al zahira. Al muhim. O Aisha, Prophet said to Aisha, "Inna aynaya tanaman. My two eyes sleep. Wala yanamu qalbi. As for my heart, it doesn't sleep." O Aisha, you see me laying down, my heart doesn't sleep. It's my eyes which sleep and take rest. Muttafaqun alayhi. This hadith collected by Bukhari and Muslim. Hadith number 29. وروى القاسم قال سمعت عائشة رضي الله عنها تقول كانت صلاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الليل 10 ركعات ويوتر بسجدة ويركع ركعتي الفجر فتلك 13 ركعة. متفق عليه. Reported by Qasim, قال, he said, سمعت عائشة رضي الله عنها, I heard عائشة, may Allah be pleased with her, تقول, who said, كانت صلاة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الليل 10 ركعات. The night prayer of the Prophet, the night prayer of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to be 10 ركعات. ويوتر بسجدة, and he used to make it add number with one salah, with one rak'ah. Sajda here, one rak'ah. How many rak'ah you have? 11. وَيَرْكَعُ رَكْعَتَيِ الْفَجْرِ, and he used to make ruku' the two rak'ah of fajr. رَكْعَتَيِ الْفَجْرِ, that's after the adhan of fajr takes place. How many do you have? The 11 of the night prayer and the two of the, she said, رَضِيَ الْعَنَا فَتِلْكَ 13 rak'ah. That's all together is 13 rak'ah. So now the Prophet, this way, Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha mentioned How he prays a salam? 10 rak'ah. Illa 2 rak'ah, 2 rak'ah, 2 rak'ah, 2 rak'ah, and then 1 rak'ah. Unlike the situation in the other hadith, 4, 4, 3 together. This is one of the two ways Prophet ﷺ used to perform salah. Muttafaqun alayh. So that's all the Sheikh mentioned here about the night prayer. Night prayer is very important, especially the one who wants to memorize Quran. The one who wants to memorize Quran, the Quran you already memorized, read it in the night prayer, you hardly forget that Quran. Inna nashi'at al-layli hiya ashaddu wat'an wa aqwa muqila. Yes, but the night prayer has a way to perform. There are things help you to perform. From that to sleep right after Isha. Make your policy, unless there is necessity, to sleep right after Isha. Don't say tonight, the night is early. Don't have that early in the Sunnah. Sunnah, right after Isha, sleep. Unless you have something important to deal with. Then, alhamdulillah, wake up after half of the night. Then pray, whatever Allah. Then the best night prayer is the way of Prophet Dawood. He pray half of the night, then he sleep, then he wake up, he pray less than that, and then he sleep, and the Fajr comes. But if you are not in that level to wake up last part of the night, whatever the reason may be, weakness of Iman, something else, then alhamdulillah, right after Isha, after the 2 rak'ah of Isha, pray whatever Allah decree for you of night prayer. And then have a rest, alhamdulillah. Rather, there is authentic hadith. Anyone who pray, planning to wake up for night prayer, but doesn't happen, it's like he pray whole whatever he was intending, and the sleep is a kistara for him, nafila. Dua al-istikhara, this new chapter, the supplication of istikhara. Yes, a talabul khiyara. When you want to do something, business, marriage, moving to another place, another country, something important, or anything concerns you, looking for a job, whatever, there is the sunnah of Prophet ﷺ is to pray 2 rak'ah. And then to make a dua. The Sahabi said, this dua, Prophet used to teach us like he used to teach us the Quran. So dua al-istikhara is different than the rest of the supplications. Yes, Prophet used to care about more, take care of it more than he used to care of the rest of dua. He used to teach the Sahaba as he teach them Quran. Prophet used to make sure they memorize Quran, listen from them, encourage them. Likewise, he used to do the dua al-istikhara. Why? Because of the benefit of that dua. This is the dua. Dua al-istikhara. So there is what's called istishara, and there is istikhara. Istishara is consultation. You're planning to marry a lady, you're looking for marriage, first make consultation with the people about that lady. How is her religion? How is her manner? Her family? Find out, make consultation, consult with the people. Those who know what you suggest. Likewise, the brother, the same thing. Don't just jump to someone. And later on you say, I hasten. I wish I would have done. Take the sunnah, consultation. Consult with those people who care about you, especially your parents, especially your father. Consult with him. Especially the sisters, they consult with their parents. And those who love them. المهم and then استخارة then استخارة. روى جابر رضي الله عنهما جابر بن عبد الله بن حرام قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها كالسورة من القرآن. إذا هم أحدكم بالأمر فليركع ركعتين ثم يقول اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك وأستقدرك بقدرتك وأسألك من فضلك العظيم فإنك تقدر ولا أقدر وتعلم ولا أعلم وأنت علام الغيوب. اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري أو قال في عاجل أمري وآجله فاقدره لي. وإن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر شر لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري، أو قال في عاجل أمري وآجله، فاصرفه عني واصرفني عنه، واقدر لي الخير حيث كان، ثم رضني به. ويسمي حاجته انفرد به البخاري. Reported by Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him. قال, who said, Jabir bin Abdullah, his father is Abdullah bin Haram, his Sahabi. He was killed in the battle of Uhud. Yes. He had a lot of daughters, Jabir's sisters. So he died. After time, Prophet ﷺ, he found that Jabir, he married. Prophet ﷺ asked him, did you marry the age of the lady he married? He mentioned that she is Tayyib. She is somebody who married before. She is not virgin. Prophet ﷺ, why not the young one? You play with her, she play with you. Then Jabir, he mentioned what he considered, why he married that woman. He said because his father left his sisters, and he doesn't want to bring someone who at their age. He won't bring a woman who is older than his sisters, so she can take care of. Take care. Prophet, he make dua for him. Because Jabir, what he considered, he sacrificed for his sisters. Wise. He find if he marry a young one, they may have continuous clash with his sisters, or she may not take care of them. But if he marry an older person, grown person, then she take care of the sisters of her husband. Prophet, he make dua for that. So the origin is to marry young lady. That's the origin. But there are situations you consider. You marry there are situations you consider other than age. As Prophet ﷺ, most of his women, his wives, they were not virgin. Only Aisha was, radiallahu anha. The rest of the 10, they were all married before the Prophet ﷺ. Yes. Why the wisdom is to spread Islam, to marry from every family, from the Jewish family, from Makhzum, from different tribe. Prophet ﷺ, he married different. From Egypt, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he married different women from different clans, different Arab background outside them. All that the reason was not he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, looking for like an enemy of Allah. They claim he was looking for, he had desire for a woman. Even that's no shame if a person have a desire for a woman in a legal way, to have children, to help him with the religion. Nothing is wrong with that. The enemy of Allah, they make something good seem bad. And they make the good seem, the bad seem good. But even that was not the aim of Prophet ﷺ. Yeah, he didn't marry just because he wanted to marry. He had a hikmah, wisdom, to connect people to the religion. Because the Prophet ﷺ married from a family, from a tribe, then they relate to him. They relate to him. Yeah, na'am. Barakallahu fiqh. From Jabir radiallahu anhu, who said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها كسورة من القرآن. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to teach us استخارة, meaning the supplication of استخارة in all matters, just as he used to teach us chapter from the Quran. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to teach us استخارة, meaning the supplication of استخارة في الأمور كلها in all matters. كالسورة من القرآن, just like a surah from the Quran, like a chapter from Quran. إذا هم أحدكم بالأمر فليركع ركعتين. Prophet used to say, if one of you wants to make a decision, he wants to do something, he should make two ركع. ثم يقول, then he should say, اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك. اللهم يا الله, أو الله, إني أستخيرك, I am asking you, بعلمك, by your knowledge, وأستقدرك, بقدرتك, and I ask you by your power. I am asking you, Allah, through your knowledge, I am asking you through your power. وأسألك من فضلك العظيم. And I'm asking your great virtue, your great grace. فإنك تقدر. Why? Why am I doing all that? Why am Allah asking you through your knowledge, through your power? Why am I asking your virtue, your grace, your favor? فإنك تقدر, because you're able, oh Allah. ولا أقدر, I'm not able. وتعلم, because you know. ولا أعلم, I do not know. وأنت علام الغيوب, and you know the all unseen. اللهم إن كنت تعلم, oh Allah, if you know أن هذا الأمر, that this matter, and your name, this business, this marriage, this school, this house, this car, whatever the issue is, you're going. Oh Allah, if you know this, خير لي, it's better for me, في ديري, in my religious matter, ومعاشي, in my livelihood, وعاقبة أمري, and my ending. If this thing is good for my deen, number one, my religion, is good for my livelihood, my worldly life, number two, number three, if good for my ending. Because something may be good for you at the beginning of your life, but may be destruction to you at the end of your life. أو قال, or he said, في عاجل أمري وآجل, or he said, my is this good for me this time and late, you know, means فقدره لي, oh Allah, make it easy for me, make me take over it. If this has these characteristics, وإن كنت تعلم, and if you know أن هذا الأمر شر لي, that this matter is also, you name it, is evil for me, في ديني, in my religion matter, ومعاش, in my livelihood, وعاقبة أمري, in my ending, the ending of my affairs. أو قال في عاجل أمري وآجل, or you say that, فصرفه عني, oh Allah, turn me away from it, وصرفني عنه, فصرفه عني, oh Allah, turn away from me, turn me away from it. واغدر لي الخير حيث كان, and decree for me the good wherever it may be. ثم ردني به, and make me be pleased with it. ويسمي حاجة, and he name his mara. The person he mentioned his mara, this marriage, you specify the name of the lady. This business, you specify. This journey, you specify. In the language you understand. انفرد به البخاري. This dua, the person, he makes tawassul بالله عز وجل سبحانه وتعالى وبأسمائه وصفاته. بصفات الله عز وجل. يتوصل بصفات الله. Oh Allah, I ask you by your knowledge. I ask you by your power. Sometimes you need something. You need that thing. Sometimes you are not able. And sometimes you are able to get it, but you do not know the reality. Allah knows. Allah is able, and subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows the reality of that matter. So you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his knowledge and by his power. وأسألك من فضلك العظيم, you're asking Allah his great virtue, which Allah commands us to ask him, وأسأل الله من فضل, اللهم إنا نسألك من فضل. Oh Allah, you able, I am not. You know, I am not. I do not know. You know all the unseen. Oh Allah, if you know, if this matter, such and so matter, if you know, one of the brother asked, why if you know, oh Allah, Allah knows everything. Oh Allah, if you know, and one of the brothers said, is there something Allah doesn't know? Allah knows everything. So what is the wisdom say, oh Allah, if you know? Yes, who answered this question? Oh Allah, if you know that so and so is good for me. Oh Allah, if you know, is so and so good for me? He said, isn't Allah, does Allah know everything? Yes. Then what's the point of saying, oh Allah, if you know? Means, oh Allah, if you know, this thing being good for me, through your knowledge, if this is good for me, if your knowledge upon this is that it is good for me, make it easy for me. If your knowledge related to this matter is if that it's bad for me, turn me away from it. Is this understandable? Hey, now, one brother asked this question from another state just this week. So if you know, means this thing being good for me. Guide me to it. Make it easy for me. Help me get it. Allah, if you know this thing being bad for me, Allah, turn me away from it. Turn me away from it. So, إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري. Then after that, when this dua to make, you can make two in two positions. Either before you taslim out, after التحيات, and that will be the best. After you make taslim out, you finish التحيات, صلي على النبي, all the dua you want. Now you recite dua والاستخارة. When you finish, you say taslim out. Or after you make taslim out, you make dua istikhara. You can do both. The people of knowledge mentioned that. But the best is inside the salah. Why? Because the dua you make inside a prayer is better than the dua you make outside the prayer. After tahiyyat. After at-tahiyyat. Tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawat. You finish. Asalli ala nabi. You finish. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adab al-qabr wa min adab. You finish. Then you make dua istikhara. Then you make taslim out. So, this is a great dua. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His knowledge, through His power, through His favor, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to help you achieve so and so, if it's good for your religion, if it's good for your worldly life, it's good for your ending. And to make it easy for you. And if it's the opposite, Allah knows that this is bad for you. You don't know it. How many things people think is good for them? And they find out after time it was bad for them. Would they know they would never ever approach those things? Does that happen or not? How many people regret about marriage, about business, about school, about moving to a country, to a state? About many things people they wish they would never do it. What happened? And they were fighting for it. They were striving hard to get it. Because in reality, they don't know the reality. We don't know the realities. That's why every day people have accidents. They run into the position or place of accident. We don't know. So this is istikhara. You submit, you surrender yourself to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, it's you who knows the ending of affairs. It's you who know the reality of things. And it's you who able to get it. Not me. If it's good for me, Allah help me with it. And put barakah for me. Make easy for me. And put blessings for me. And Allah, if you know this is bad for me, oh Allah, turn me away from it and turn it away from me. From both sides. Make obstacle between me and that issue. And waqdur li al-khayra haythu kan, and decree for me, if you turn me away from it, oh Allah, decree for me wherever the good is. If you turn me away from this mara, because it's not good for me, oh Allah, still I'm in need of your help. Guide me to another place, wherever the good is. ثُمَّ رَضِّنِي بِهِ. Then after you give me the good, رَضِّنِي بِهِ. Make me pleased with it. Sometimes the person, he has what he need, but he's not happy with it. He's not pleased with it. He has all kinds of blessings of Allah. Health. Name it, religion, so many good things, but he's not happy with it. So you ask in Allah, رَبِّنِي بِهِ, to make it please, to be pleased with it. So this is a great dua, and Prophet ﷺ, every time, هَمَّهُ أَمْرُ, he used to make, he used to pray two rak'ah, and he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to make this dua. نعم أخي. إِنَّهَا خَيْرٌ لِي فِي دِينِ وَمَعَاشِي. The last part, okay, فَصْرِفُ عَنِّي وَصْرِفْنِي عَنُّ وَقْدُرْ لِيَ الْخَيْرَ حَيْثُ كَانَ. Decree for me the good wherever it may be. Here, originally, you're right. Originally, the word khair is akhir. But here, doesn't mean comparison. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. أُولَئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. It's not, there is two things to compare and choose. No, here is, وَغْدُرْ لِيَ الْخَيْرِ. Choose for me the good, حَيْثُ كَانَ, wherever it may be. Good, choose for me, oh Allah, the good, wherever it may be. So this dua is very important to study, to memorize, to understand the meaning, and to use it for all your matters. وَاللَّهُ عَلَمُ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ بَارِكَ عَلَى الْمَعَمَ.